Hello, Stillman Middle School. My name is Oscar Gonzalez, and I am from Rio Grande City. I will be giving you comments in hopes that you use to prepare with for your future UIL. I want to wish you the best of luck today and hoping for a good run for y'all. Good introduction. First four measures. If there's anything different, I would do would be measure three, holding that note all the way to touch the rest. They're cutting it right before. Good. Not bad. Not bad. Good. See if we can get a little bit more flute sound. See if you could push 30 into 31. I know it's not written, but a little crescendo would help. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, bring it out, low brass. Measure 40, crescendo into 41 would help. Just a little push, a little crescendo, okay? Yeah, that last note, tone, it's got a forzando and it also has an accent. So that should be a long note touching the rest. Thumb, thumb, and let it ring, okay? Get a good balance on it, nice full sound, okay? All right, I wouldn't worry about stinging it or anything like that. Just play a nice forte tone so you can end with a real good sound. All right, I know that those notes have dots on them. Thumb, thumb, thumb. Make sure it's a nice bounce, but not too short where it starts compressing a little bit too much and it doesn't allow the note to actually ring, so it takes away a little bit of the resonance of your sound away. So it's got a dot, but it shouldn't be short to the point where I think you all are doing it. If you can make it just a little bit longer, that would be great. All right, but overall, good job. Nightly procession. Just a little bit better start there. It kind of, you know, came in between two and three as far as the confidence level. So make sure you get that first note down. Yeah, we got to fix the tuning here. Make sure we're tuning. Oh, tuning there, right there in the last note again. Those Fs. Yeah, tone, and release it on that rest. Come on, bring it, trumpet. Yeah, dig it more into that first thing. Emphasize the first eighth note a little bit more. Yeah, good job. See, if you can, you know, emphasize that first thing. Dee, da, da, dee, 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 dee. Okay, all right. If you can, you know, really drive that first eighth note in. It's got an accent already on it. So lean in into that first eighth note and the downbeat, like the downbeat of 16, the downbeat of 20, and so on. And I know you got that same repeated thing But in quarter notes, at measure 14, okay, drive into that downbeat of one. It's got a little accent, so you can make him sound just a little bit different from the rest. You know, and it'll bring some style things to life. All right. But overall, very nice job. I like this piece. I'm going to recommend this one to my staff. Piñata. Here we go. Mr. Owens, great man. Yeah, just having some upper woodwind, on this case trumpets, those A's. If you don't got a saddle that works on that A, you got a third valve it. But I would check those A's. Yeah, that tum-tum-tum off. On to the rest, measure 4. Good job with the melody. Good phrasing. Come on, trumpets. Oh, bring it out, trombone. Low brass. A little bit more security on the low brass there. Yeah, just a little bit more on the beat 3 and 4 of measure 40. Okay, palm, rest, palm, palm. If you can bring out that chord, that would really help out, but make it sound like a chord there. And just to get a better finish, okay? And take that last quarter note of 40 into the rest of 41, okay? Low brass feature. I think the low brass feature needs the most work here in this area. I think it needs a little bit more confidence. I think you have the players to do it. I think they're there. Just get more confidence, trombones. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Bring it out. Play. Okay, but very good. Very well done. Again, I wish you the best at UIL. I think you guys are going to do great. And I wish you a great day today.